to repentance, to come out of the world, to come out of sin, to come out of politics, to come out of sports, to come out of false entertainment. This is not worship. This is entertainment. Worship is your everyday life lived for God. Churchianity is false with its pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter. These are Roman Catholic holidays that God never ordained. People being involved in politics are not people seeking the kingdom of God. People involved in sports like the Vikings and the Packers, who support sodomy and lesbianism, the gay movement, the NFL, all the Christians that support the NFL, they're supporting the gay and lesbian movement. Does God support the gay and lesbian movement?
I don't know.
Have you read the scriptures?
Not very deeply.
Well, then I would encourage you. That's what my website would help you do.
Yeah.
If you're here to worship God, if you haven't read the scriptures, you don't even know how to worship God. So you got to study the scriptures to see that which is approved. And you worship God by keeping his commandments, not just doing emotional music. And that's why we stand here. That's why we stand against this. People think this is worship. This is not worship. This is fleshly, false American churchianity, false entertainment. This is not of God. And Jesus said, you'll know a tree. See, I'm not God. I can't see your heart, can I? Nope. I can't see the intent of your heart, can I?
Nope.
But what can I see in your life?
You can see how I act.
Your fruit. And so if you hear swear words coming out of my mouth, do I have a lip problem or a heart problem?
A heart problem.
When people do fleshly false ways and they deny the truth and they love the things of the world like football and pagan holidays, do they have a heart problem or an outside problem?
Heart problem.
And Jesus said no one will enter the kingdom of God without their heart being cleansed, born again, repented. And then when you do that, you leave all those ways. If a person's a drunk and they repent, they quit drinking. If a person's a sodomite, then they stop that sexual activity. If a person's a liar, they stop lying. And if you keep practicing those things, what do you think God's going to say to you? Oh, come on in because of what Jesus did for you? No, the Bible says, in Hebrews 10:26 and 27, there is therefore now no sacrifice for sin, for sins that you commit willfully.
No condemnation.
Where are you quoting that from, sir?
I don't know.
You don't know where it is? He's actually quoting Romans 8:1, and it says, there is therefore now no condemnation. Do you know how it finishes, young man? For those who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. And Paul later says in Romans 8, if you live according to the flesh, American churchianity, you're dead already. You're dead in your sins. So he doesn't complete the rest of the verse, okay? All your sin, all your flesh, worldliness, carnality, pagan holidays, feminization. Jesus didn't die for your future sins you don't repent of. No, he did not, sir. You have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea. If you don't repent of your sin, Jesus doesn't cover your sin.
Exactly.
Clear as day. So he didn't die for your future sins until you repent of them. And if you're already planning to keep doing them, you're already in danger.
Gossiping against somebody is a sin.
That's
what you're doing.
I'm preaching against the sin and corruption here. And look what he has on. He has an idolatrous Trump hat on.
That's right.
Politics. Trump. Trump, the man that wants to, because of Christ's perfect work and his shed blood, if you'll put your faith in him and you'll repent, you'll be willing to turn from all your sin. That means the world, churchianity, lying, stealing, lusting, whatever. If you'll turn from all that and you'll follow him, he'll give you a new heart. He'll wash it clean. And when you get a new heart and a new mind, you know what your desire is now? Not for this, not for football, not for politics, not for drinking, not for TV, not for movies. You know what your desire is now? If the Holy Spirit's in you, are you going to desire worldly things or holy things? Holy things. And then you'll strive and endure in the faith, and you can become a mighty man of God if you seek the kingdom of God. This is not seeking the kingdom of God. This is worldliness.
Well, I agree with some of your points, not all of them, but
well, you don't know
having a conversation with you.
You don't know the Word of God, though. You said you haven't read it much, so how can you disagree with the Word of God? You haven't read it. Study to be approved, and you'll find the path to eternal life, the narrow road. Test yourself. Loving our neighbor. Can I help you with something? Just standing there?
Yep.
Okay. So we're lifting up Jesus Christ, reminding Americans about this false churchianity. This is not biblical Christianity. You're keeping false ways. And Jesus said, lest you repent, you have no hope of eternal life to come.